Welcome to break number 32. Oh, here, let's get my little metal art going one more time here. We are break number 32, and we are looking at miracles. We're looking at rightly divided miracles. And we saw in a previous break that Jesus did miracles to manifest his glory and for people to see it for the signs. We see that the people didn't respond. They didn't get it. We see that Stephen did miracles. We see that Philip did miracles. So there was a purpose for miracles, because in the Great Commission, there's supposed to be all these signs and wonders that follow. So this is what people are doing today. And Christmas comes along, the season of miracles, and it just reinforces all the lies about Christmas, all the lies about teaching the Gospels to people today as far as the applicated gospel. So we go to Paul. We preach Paul, Paul only. We teach Genesis to Revelation, but we will preach Paul. So we go to Acts chapter 15, Acts chapter 15, verse 12. And it says that all the multitude kept silence and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul, declaring what miracles and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles by them. Wow, isn't that amazing? You mean Paul did miracles? Well, you got to remember two things, okay? One, during this early part of Acts and then middle on of Acts, and as we went towards the end of Acts, there are still Jews in the crowd. There are still Jews watching Paul go on to the Gentiles. So, of course, Paul is going to do some of these miracles, miracles and wonders among the Gentiles. The Jews are going to see it. Paul wants the Jews to get saved. He has still his heart. I mean, Paul would go to hell for the Jews. That's how much he loved his people. Oh, I can't imagine that. So, yes, and Acts chapter 19, verse 11, and God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. So wasn't that Paul's ministry? See, here's what pastors will say. Well, Paul did miracles. Paul baptized. Paul talked about the Lord's Supper. Remember the two ordinances the Baptists followed, which is teaching false doctrine to the max. But anyway, I'll do another break sometime, a series of breaks, why I'm no longer a Baptist. Talk about that later. But let's get back to the subject here. Paul did miracles. Well, sure he did. Look what he says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. To another, the working of miracles, talking about the gifts. Well, we've talked about the gifts in Romans chapter 12 versus the gifts in 1 Corinthians 12. What gives with that? It says in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 28, and God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Well, verse 29, are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles? That's what Paul is asking. And so then we go to Galatians. Galatians. This is pure Paul, yet in Galatians he's still got the works crowd listening, but still, this is Paul's teachings. He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? So that's a good question. These miracles, are they done as a result of the law or of faith? But that's all Paul ever talks about. He talks about it in Corinthians as the gifts, working of miracles. Talks about in Galatians, about faith and the law dealing with miracles. And then he's done talking about it. Well, we go on to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 4. That goes into the tribulation. God also bearing them witness, both the signs and wonders. Well, of course, that would be the Jews again during the tribulation, with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost. Okay. You go into Revelation chapter 13. Here's a kicker verse, though. And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And then Revelation 16, 14. Boy, that's telling us that the devil's in charge of doing miracles during this tribulation. And he has the power to do. It says there, by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast. That's the old prophet there. How about 16, 14? For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. That's Revelation 19, by the way. So, verse 20 of chapter 19, and the beast was taken with him, the false prophet, that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both You got the false prophet and you got the beast. You got the false prophet down here doing miracles, getting people to jump into the side of this Jesus, this Christ. And eventually they find out that it's Antichrist. And both this prophet guy and this beast are cast into the lake of fire. The old Satan ends up in the fire again. This is all he's behind all this stuff. My conclusion, well, how can you come to this conclusion that during this dispensation of grace, it's the devil doing these miracles? Why wouldn't it be Jesus? Paul talked about it. Paul did some. What gives there? Well, here's what gives. And this shows you how King James I am. We go to 1 Corinthians 13:10. And Paul's telling these people, there's something that's going to come someday, and they're going to shut down this whole program. 1 Corinthians 13:10. Yes, Paul did miracles. Yes, Paul did baptize. Yes, Paul did these things. And there are some things that take place in Corinthians. At the time of Corinthians, these things were taking place. God did show people these things. He did have them prophesied to. He did have that new tongues thing. And there was a knowledge that he would give the people, directly to the people or through the preachers and through the prophets, etc., etc. But see, Paul said to these people at that time, you know, folks, what we're doing here, we're doing in part prophecies, tongues, and knowledge. He says in verse 9, 1 Corinthians 13:9, for we know in part and we prophesy in part. Okay, so this stuff took place. Miracles, wonders, of course, all this stuff took place. There's something those folks didn't have. They did not have the scriptures for everybody. They didn't have a Bible. When some famous evangelist is asked, well, where was the Bible before the King James Bible? He says it was in little pieces all over the place. What a crummy answer. This guy who knows his King James Bible history so well, and yet he tells people before the Bible there was nothing? Well, there was nothing in print. We had the six English Bibles before the King James Bible, but that had to be polished. That's how Mrs. Ripplinger puts it, the polishing of that English. But was there a Bible before that? No, there wasn't. Well, how did God speak to these people? Well, he did, in part. Prophecies, tongues, there will be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. These miracles that Paul talked about, this baptism that Paul did, still did it differently than people do today, but regardless of that, these signs and wonders, kaputs, fine. When this King James Bible came out in 1611, that stuff stopped. That stuff was in part, and that which is perfect came, then that which was in part was done away. King James Bible. Why don't miracles work today? King James Bible. Why don't we baptize people today? King James Bible. Why don't we do the Lord's Supper? King James Bible. Why don't we do such and such? King James Bible. Why does God not speak to you directly? King James Bible. Why do you not need a preacher and a pastor? King James Bible. They help to have them. And in Ephesians, he talks about that. Paul goes on and he says, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. What happens to the King James Bible? We grow up. We don't need to have these feelings. We don't need to have these moods. We don't have to think that somebody's telling me something in my heart. We grow up. We get a King James Bible. We can read that thing. Oh, wait a minute. Kids are not learning to read today. They're going to always be childish. And a child needs somebody to guide them and lead them. A child who doesn't understand the scriptures needs to have somebody else make a choice for them, needs to think for them. And that's what this Antichrist is going to do. That's what this false prophet is going to do. That's what music is going to do for them. That's what pastors and preachers are doing. That's what all these books in the bookstores, all this music, all these CDs, all these Bible studies, all this stuff was doing. All these people preaching and teaching miracles and signs and wonders. It's all for the devil to get his worship. It's all for the devil to be at the top. That's the plan. Now, Paul says in verse 12, we've got to finish this up. For now, this is when Paul was there. But, you know, people, for now, we see through a glass darkly. But then what? When that King James Bible comes about, when that happens, Then we'll see face to face. You read your Bible, you're face to face with God. He'll talk to you directly, face to face, in that King James Bible. No other Bible is a Bible. No other Bible are the Scriptures. You want to hear from God face to face? King James Bible. Well, why wouldn't that be Jesus? Little bunny trail here. Why wouldn't that which is perfect just come? In part shall be done away. Why isn't that Jesus' second coming? Well, it's not his first coming because he's already come. So if they're waiting for his second coming, for this stuff to kick into gear, then that which is in part still exists. This prophecy is without having a Bible to look at still exists. The speaking in tongues still exists. Knowledge without having a Bible, God will give you the knowledge, or he will give you the knowledge to a pastor or preacher. That still takes place today. Well, to a lot of people, that still does. Yeah, those people hate the King James Bible. So this miracle stuff, it ended when the King James Bible came about. Okay, verse 12, for now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part. This is when Paul was talking. It's not meaning today. It means now when Paul was talking. But now I know in part. But then, when the King James Bible comes about, shall I know even as also I am known. They know Paul. They see Paul face to face. When we get that King James Bible, we'll know that much as if Paul were right there. He says in verse 13, and now, you got to underline and now and for now, because that's talking about when Paul was there then. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. So people will take that verse 13 and it says right there, now we got faith, hope, and charity, and the greatest is charity, although their Bibles say love. But see, that was before verse 10 came about. That stuff all existed in Paul's time, but today we have a Bible. And we look through a glass, we don't see darkly. We can see. We see God face to face. Miracles, today, they're of the devil. He's putting out signs and wonders to get people to be ready for the Christ that comes in Revelation 6. And folks, that's the Antichrist. So don't fall for these marvelous stories about miracles. They take place. I'm not going to say that didn't happen. I've talked to people at our fair booth back in Washington. They come up to me and they would tell me this wonderful miracle in their life about being healed of cancer, etc., etc., etc. And they're just giving God the glory. That's fine. Give God glory. But I'll tell you what, that miracle, if it wasn't a medicinal, a medicine miracle, change of diet or whatever, if you prayed and that miracle went away, that was of the devil. And try to tell people that. You think they're mad at you now? You think they hate the King James Bible now? Throw that one at them. Anyway, 'tis the season for miracles. Now, 'tis the season. We're just getting that much closer to the tribulation. In the meantime, that King James Bible, read it, Genesis to Revelation. But study Paul's books. And live that walk of that manner of life that Paul preaches and teaches. That's what the risen Savior would teach to us today, not miracles.